Now, yesterday, an inquest jury announced their advisory verdict that there was probable cause of a crime in the death of an inmate at a Milwaukee County jail last year. The man died of dehydration after 7 days without water.
Jacob Carpenter joins us now for the details. He's a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jacob, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Let's start with what we heard from this inquest jury. On what grounds did they say, hey, yeah, this is a crime that this could be worth prosecuting?
Yeah, the jury decided that there was probable cause for a felony, a low-level felony charge of abuse of a prisoner, and it applied to seven people that worked at the jail. It includes a jail commander, a jail lieutenant, and five corrections officers. All but the jail commander had connections or were involved in the care of Terrell Thomas prior to his death in the jail.
And this, to be clear, this is an inquest jury. This is not a jury that ruled on guilt or innocence. They're recommending to the district attorney that charges should be filed.
Correct. It's all that they do in this situation is they hear testimony from witnesses, they hear statements from prosecutors, they view evidence, and they decide whether they believe unanimously that there is probable cause to charge anybody. What happens now is that the prosecutor will take that into consideration. He does not have to follow what the jury decided or what their verdict was, and he will look at all the facts, what the jury recommended, and then he will make a decision on whether there will be any charges brought. And at that point, it will go through, I guess, what you would consider a more traditional court process.
Now, let's go back to the story. Remind us what happened to Terrell Thomas.
Sure. Terrell Thomas was taken into the Milwaukee County Jail, which is run by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office, in April of 2016. He had bipolar disorder and was not taking medication, and his family has said that he was in the throes of essentially a mental breakdown. He had shot a man who survived the gunshot wound, and then Terrell Thomas opened fire in a casino, fired off several rounds, did not hit anybody, according to police that responded. But once he was taken into custody, he flooded a cell, and because of that, he was placed in the solitary confinement where he spent 7 days there. Somebody had turned off his water at the beginning of his placement in solitary, and they just never remembered to turn it on. And because, through a variety of circumstances, nobody knew that his water was off, nobody went back to turn it on. And prosecutors have said that because of his mental state, that he was not able to ask for help. He was not able to ask for water. And since nobody gave him any water there, he eventually died of dehydration in the jail.
What did we learn in the course of the inquest? We've been hearing about the testimony as this has been going on.
We learned that there are numerous policy violations here. At the beginning, somebody turned his water off because essentially preemptively, and that goes against policy violations. The officer who's accused of turning it off never logged that in any type of whiteboard that they had there to note any type of significant changes to inmates. They never put it in a jail log that is supposed to document everything that gets done at the jail for the most part. We found that there were officers who saw Terrell Thomas. He was naked. He was splayed out on a cell floor. He was unresponsive. He didn't have a mattress in his cell. And yet those officers who were with him on essentially his last hours never sought help for him. And then there were questions of whether the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office administrators responded to police detectives in a quick manner because there was surveillance video that was taped over and was not downloaded in a more timely fashion.
And it also came out that other inmates after this death had had their water cut off. Do I understand that right?
It sounds like there were two inmates who had their water preemptively cut off. Obviously, neither of those got to the point of Mr. Thomas's situation. That did happen pretty soon after Mr. Thomas's death, and at that point, it wasn't believed that he had died of dehydration. It was everybody at that time suspected that this was because of natural causes of some type, something most likely health-related. He was not in the most outstanding physical shape. It didn't really start coming out that dehydration would be a possibility for the cause of death here until about 2 months after he had died. And that was when we had started asking questions of the sheriff's office, because we had been hearing accounts that he from inmates that he might have been deprived of water. And the medical examiner's office started to, based on their investigation, started to suspect that as well.
We're talking to Jacob Carpenter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at this recommendation from an inquest jury suggesting charges against Milwaukee County jail workers in the death of Terrell Thomas, the dehydration death of an inmate after he had had his water cut off for a week. A lot of people have been focusing on this sheriff himself, David Clark, wondering if he would be included in this somehow, looking for statements from him. What do we know about Sheriff Clark as it relates to this inquest jury?
Well, he hasn't said much. He did release a statement yesterday that essentially said this is an ongoing process, and we will, you know, respect that process as it makes its way through the courts. That being said, you know, this is a case that had numerous policy violations, that had, you know, many people in the sheriff's office involved. And, you know, there are those who had wanted to see a more proactive response, especially considering, you know, it was an inmate with a mental illness that, you know, was essentially what, according to the inquest jury, is a victim here. And so, you know, there are mental health advocates who have said that they wanted a greater response, and who have said that Sheriff Clark, through a couple of statements, has sort of indirectly been callous about the death in this case.
Has the district attorney said anything about whether anybody beyond the seven people indicated by the inquest jury could potentially face charges?
He has said that it could be zero, it could be more than seven, it could be somewhere between zero and seven. It's completely up to his discretion at this point. We have not gotten any sort of indication as to which way he is leaning. I will say that, you know, they were pretty thorough in presenting the evidence here. There was never a feeling during my time at the inquest that this was any kind of whitewash or that this was anything that they were looking to, you know, try to cover for the sheriff's office or the corrections officers or anything of that sort. But all of that being said, you know, this is a difficult case, and while it's clear that there were policies violated, proving that those turned into a criminal act is definitely more challenging.
Do we know now if rules have changed or been clarified on when water can be cut off to an inmate at the jail?
Yeah, we do. There was some testimony that came out from the corrections officers and the jail's administrators during the inquest. We haven't heard these directly from the sheriff, who has not said whether he's changed anything there. But we do know that corrections officers no longer are allowed to shut off water, that there were essentially the key that is used to get access to water valves has been moved so that it's not easily accessible for corrections officers. It appears that an extra surveillance camera was added to the jail solitary confinement wing. It sounds like there was a new video system that was installed that should be able to retain video longer. As it was, it started overwriting after about 60 days or so. So we definitely know that there are some changes that have been made. What has not been done is nobody, as far as we know, according to the county records that we've seen, nobody has been fired, nobody has been demoted, nobody has been suspended for more than 10 days. Now, all of that could still come. There are definitely people who believe that you should wait on those types of things and those types of internal investigations until a criminal investigation is completed. But there are also those who think that, you know, the sheriff has the authority and maybe should take more swift action in this case.
The family of Terrell Thomas, I understand, has been watching this inquest process closely. What do we know about their reaction to the recommendations of charges being filed?
We know that they are, you know, they're happy to see that this is being taken seriously. We know that, you know, it's a long process for them. You know, there are different parts of the family that one side of the family has filed a federal lawsuit. the other another side of the family has retained a lawyer, but they're kind of more in a wait and see phase to see what comes out from the inquest, what comes out from any criminal case. But you know, everybody involved with the family that I've spoken with, you know, they want to see what they believe is justice served here, and it's hard to argue with them given, you know, that we have seen what everybody admits are policy violations. We've seen experts say that he was held in inhumane, unconscionable conditions, and even the jail's top administrators have said this was a preventable death. So, you know, they definitely want to see justice done in this case. They want to see it through the criminal side, and they will definitely try to see it through the civil side as well.
And as we wrap up, have we seen any indication from the district attorney about when a decision will be reached on actually filing charges?
We don't have a very definitive date or anything of that sort, but he did say that he wants to make a decision as soon as possible. And so I would not expect to be waiting months for this this decision. I would expect to see it in the very near future.
Jacob, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Jacob Carpenter, reporter for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. He joined us to talk about news that an inquest jury just released their decision that the death of a Milwaukee County jail inmate after 7 days without water was a probable crime.